slowly, your mind comes back to you. It's dark. You open your eyes, but you can't see. Is that a blindfold? You try to reach up to feel, but your hands only move a few inches before they're stopped. They're bound. Realizing this sends a thrill over you. You try to move your feet, but they're bound too. Feeling returns to your body. You're lying on a cold, smooth concrete floor. Small noises echo around you. You lie there for what seems like hours. As if from far away, you hear footsteps approaching. One person. Two people. Three. Four. Five. There's too many. The footsteps begin to run together. As they get closer, they echo around you. They sound like they're surrounding you. When they reach you, they stop. You hear them talking to each other in low voices. You can't make out what they're saying, but some words cut through. Slut. Cunt. Fuck. You're so afraid. You know what's going to happen to you. There's nothing you can do. A boot scrapes roughly across your skin, on your ribs, below your naked breasts. You shudder at the touch. Somebody watching seems to notice, because they laugh. Several sets of hands reach down under your arms, pull you to your knees. You don't protest. You hear the sounds of zippers, of people laughing. You feel something warm, smooth scrape across your cheek. Open your mouth. and the cock slides in. They grab the back of your head and thrust you down on them. You gag immediately, but they hold you there. You struggle involuntarily, even though you know it's pointless. They just laugh. They like the way you're wriggling against them. Finally, the hand grabs your hair and pulls your head back. You gasp, your mouth empties. And then it's forced back onto the cock, thrusting back and forth, over and over again, driving so hard and deep into your throat that it's hurting. More cocks press up against you. You don't know how many there are. Some touch for just a moment, then disappear, and others take their place. Others slide along your body until you reach out with a hand to hold them. You know what they want, so you give it to them. Start pumping with your hands. You feel somebody kneel behind you. Their hand slides down your ass. It cups your pussy. And a finger slides in. They find this hysterical. This little slut is wet when we're about to rape her. Well, that'll just make it easier, won't it? But you can't help yourself. Deep down, you know, you've had this fantasy before. They're going to take you. They're going to use you. Every last one of them is going to fuck you. Bite you. Choke. Slap you, and you'll never see what they look like. You'll never know how many there were. And when they're done, they'll lock you back up, and you'll just wait to be used again. The hard cocks drift away. The hands around your head let go, and the person steps back. You're lifted up onto something cold. A table. Who knows? All you know is that it's hard, and it chills your skin. Many sets of hands wrap around your legs. They spread them wide. much you'd like this. They don't know that they need to hold them open. That you'd let them use you. Let them fuck you. But that's okay. It's more fun if they don't know how much of a slut you are. Someone steps between your legs. His hands run over your belly. They grab your tits and squeeze. So hard that you cry out. Somebody shoves a nasty wad of rags into your mouth. To silence you. And then his cock is inside you. There's no tenderness. No buildup. He fucks like an animal. So focused on getting his pleasure from you. Taking it from you. He probably doesn't even notice how much wetter you're getting. As he pounds, your eyes squeeze beneath your blindfold. Your hands try to move to grab him, but they're still held tight by the rope. Feel his pace quickening. No, not yet, you think. Not yet, not yet. But he comes. He slams into you, and you feel his seed filling you up, spurting out in soft jets. Splatter under your cervix. He grunts, he moans. And he's done. As he pulls out a trickle of cum, falls out of you as well. You can feel it running down across your asshole. Before you even have a chance to think what'll be next, another cock is inside you. He fucks roughly. It's filling you up so much. You can feel it stirring up the cum the last man left inside you. His hand closes around your throat, and he squeezes so hard, you're starting to lose feeling, your face is numb, your lips are tingling, your fingers and toes curl. But you can feel his cock still, as it pounds, as it stretches you, as you grow wetter and wetter around it. Your legs are squeezing together against the hands that hold them apart, not to stop him, but to pull him closer, to make him fuck you harder. Before long, he comes to, and he lets go of your throat. pulls out. His cock sticky with his cum, and the cum from before. And then there's another. And he fucks like a machine as well, relentlessly pounding you. Completely heedless of the other men's cum that's pouring out of you. Fat little globules hang off your lips and drip out of you as he fucks. He calls you what you are. Slut, he says, slapping you. Your face stings where he hit. Fucking cunt whore, slapping you again. A hand grabs a handful of your hair, yanks your head roughly to one side. His head moves down to your ear as he whispers, "I'm gonna fuck you till you're dead, you little whore. Would you like that? I can feel how wet you are. You little slut, you like this? God, well, I'm gonna fuck your cunt. I'm gonna fuck it till you're bleeding. And when you're screaming through that gag, I'm gonna cut your throat and see how much you scream then." And then his lips move down your neck. And he bites you hard. You scream against the gag as his teeth leave a mark. You can feel the blood trickling out of it. He likes the way you scream, even against the gag. And he's soon finished. Waits a moment, still inside you after he comes. You can feel his cock growing soft as he leans back in and says, "You're a good little whore, you know that. Maybe I'll keep you alive for now, until I get bored of you." So many men take their turn with you. Maybe some are just coming back for more. It goes on for hours. Your body is battered and bruised. Pinches, scratches, cuts, slaps. Belts slap against you. Nipples are almost twisted off. Your breasts are covered in bite marks that bleed. They sting in the open air. Your neck is black and blue from the many, many tight fingers that wrapped around them, pinching the breath out of you. Your scalp is on fire. You feel like half your hair has been pulled out. Your nose is bleeding. Your cheeks are red and stinging. Your lips are split, and the blood trickles down the side of your face. And they keep fucking you. It seems like a whole army of men using you. They take what they can get from every hole, indiscriminately. You're so stretched and sore, but they keep coming, and so do you. Never felt anything like this. They've all noticed by now how much you like it. And they're liking that too. Some of them find things lying around. Bits of old tools, rebar, wood. They shove these roughly into you as they fuck, making you writhe against them. And every time you come, they laugh. They call you their good little whore. Look at this fucking cum slut. God, she came again. What a fucking cunt. I bet we can make her do it again. Somebody get me a lighter. We'll see if we can make her scream while she comes. Through the noise of everything, you hear another set of footsteps approaching. The noise dies down as they get closer, echoing in the cavernous room. Hands leave your body. You hear feet shuffling away. A hand softly caresses your cheek, and a smooth voice whispers from above. How are you feeling, my dear? You know that voice. But it can't be him. He can't see you like this. He can't. He can't be responsible for this. My dear, you've been so wonderful tonight, he says. Your heart is racing. His hand gently glides down your body. The back of his fingers gently brush against a nipple. The soft touch is electrifying after so much pain. His fingers continue moving as he murmurs, I'm sorry we had to do this to you, my love. But it was necessary. Necessary for this. His hands reach your crotch. His fingers slowly slide down your lips, wiping away the cum that covers them. They slide gently inside you, feeling your stretched, bruised pussy from the inside. His thumb gently massages your clit as his fingers curl, rubbing in slow circles inside. I can see you're enjoying yourself, my dear, he says. You wouldn't want me to be left out, would you? You shake your head. How could you let him be left out? Moves between your legs. His hard cock rubs gently at your pussy. My love, he says. After such a rough night, think I'd let you get away with anything less? And he thrusts himself in, and he's fucking hard, harder than anyone else has. He slaps you over and over, one hand around your throat, squeezing so hard you think your head might explode. Are scratching at your face, laying your skin open as he fucks. You're screaming against the gag and he rips it out. Yes, scream, he says. There's no one to hear. He leans back and slaps your cunt. Over and over again. You try to push him away with your legs, but he holds him steady. Oh no. We're not done, he says. And he fucks. A sting across your breasts makes you scream again. The crop in his hand hits you hard, over and over, leaving welts that bleed and ooze, his sting in the cold air. He's fucking, God, and you're coming. You can't help it. With a huge gush, you come harder than you ever have, and you feel it washing over him. And you quiver on his cock, and you squirm against him. And he comes. And he holds you close, so you can feel his cock pressed up against your cervix as each jet sprays into it. And his fingers squeeze your throat as he comes. And as you come, and as you reach your peak, with stars dancing in front of your eyes, everything fades away. And you pass out. Until the next time, they're ready to use you.